Here's the translation of the text into English. Note, the text already appears to be in English, but I can provide a clearer, consolidated version if needed. Gold prices set for second weekly losses, Fed caution, trade optimism way. Oil heads for third monthly decline as strong dollar, ample supply way. Oil prices dip amid dollar pressure, set for third straight month of losses. China to buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans this season. U.S. judge skeptical. Trump administration can legally suspend food benefits, Sackbox. What did Trump, Xi agree to on tariffs, export controls, and fentanyl? Gold prices steady after losing streak, Fed rate cut, and Trump talks eyed. China-U.S. trade deal could be signed next week, U.S. Treasury's Bessent says. Energy Secretary Wright says U.S. is ready to sell more oil and gas to China, Bloomberg reports. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 2.25%. Hyundai and Nvidia partner on $3 billion South Korean AI cluster initiative. Xi set to meet Canadian and Japanese leaders after Trump trade truce. Taiwan does not want China's one country, two systems, president says. Big Short. Investor Michael Burry issues bubble warning after 2 years of silence. Nvidia partners with South Korea to deploy 260,000 GPUs for AI growth. Nvidia and Samsung partner to build AI factory with 50,000 GPUs. Samsung Electronics says it is in talks with Nvidia to supply next generation HBM4 chips. Nvidia to supply more than 260,000 Blackwell I chips to South Korea. Disney Network's God Arc on YouTube TV after failed talks. Taiwan reports progress on trade talks with US after officials meet at APEC. China manufacturing PMI shrinks more than expected in October, logs seventh month in red. Japan factory output rebounds in September. Retail sales miss expectations. Tokyo CPI inflation rises more than expected in October, keeps BOJ hike in focus. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall, economists estimate. Mexico's economy contracts in third quarter as industrial activity slows. Natural gas storage sees slight increase, exceeds forecast. Germany's economy stagnates in third quarter as exports fall. More protests in Dar es Salaam after chaotic Tanzanian election. Barclays sees no further ECB rate cuts before end 2026 after policy decision. Asian shares poised for seventh month of gains, dollar firm. Morning bid, no tricks, some treats for markets. Trump-Putin summit canceled after Moscow sent memo outlining Ukraine demands. Analysis, BOJ locks in near-term rate hike, yen may sway timing. Yen strengthens as finance minister says, watching FX moves. China factory activity stumbles as export orders dry up. Xi calls for open trade and multilateralism in first remarks after Trump talks. What the latest Fed rate cut means for your money, even if the next one is not certain. HTX launches 280,000 or double 11 giveaway. Bitcoin price today pinned at 110K with October losses on tap. Cardano falls 10% in sell-off. Now Payments launches zero USDT, TRC20, network fee offer for new partners. RWA is to match stablecoin market cap by end 2028, says Standard Chartered. Bitcoin price today slumps to $108 after Trump-Xi meeting. Cautious Fed comments falls 10% in Insulaf. Juicy Holdings partners with Solve for $1 billion Bitcoin deployment. Hedu 3Point Intelligence, money turning verified intelligence into liquid capital. Bybitapause new user onboarding in Japan. Mitsubishi Electric completes share buyback worth $18.6 billion. Bloom Energy prices $2.2 billion convertible senior notes offering. Corbis prices $75 million public offering of common stock. Sampo OIJ purchases 293,996 own shares in buyback. Arcus Biosciences prices $250 million does public offering at $18.25 per share.